Hello, dear. Welcome in. Welcome to the Wild Child Podcast. We talk about mental health, spirituality, and all the other random downloads that come through. I'm Sav, and I'm so glad you're here. Remember, you are loved, you deserve good things, and that the universe always favors the bold. Now let's get started.
Now, such a performance of the persona is quite all right, as long as you know that you are not identical with the way in which you appear.
I think one of the problems that we have is that we think that we need more advice. We need to listen to more people, and we need to get advice from those people. But I don't think you need advice. I think you need silence. I don't think you need another voice in your ear. I think you need to remember what your own voice sounds like. You don't need more noise, you need clarity. And we live in a world where we are just constantly bombarded with notifications and endless scrolling and options and thousands of voices that are telling us what we should be, what we should want, and what steps to take next. But clarity doesn't come from chaos, and clarity really comes when we pause long enough to hear our own voices. But everything around us is designed to distract us. Everything around us is designed to make sure that we don't listen to our inner voice, that we don't even remember what it sounds like.
Stronger the emotion that you have, some problem or person in your present reality, the more you're going to pay attention to that person or problem.
I used to think that if I just consumed the right podcast, followed the right person, or like read the right book, that it would be the one thing that kind of set me free, that it would be the one thing that would heal me and that would make me confident and it would make me a badass in 10 days or less. Like, there are so many different things that are marketed to us, that are sold to us, and that's exactly what it is it's a product, and we are meant to be consumers. And so when we are consuming these things, we are not listening to our own inner voice. We are listening to Becky, that's saying that if you do this for 10 days or less, that you're going to be the most confident version of yourself. And not to discredit Becky and the millions of Beckys that are out there, because those things are valuable and there's a ton of research that goes into some of those things. But we also have to remember that there is a fine balance that comes with these things. There is a balance that comes with listening to our own voice, our own self, and just being in a place where we can really tap into our own intuition and remember what we sound like and remember what we need. Because if we don't, then we are just taking what other people say we need and taking that as our own voice, when maybe that's not what it really is.
No trial, no nothing. Right to jail.
It's in here. It's in our chest. And the more I searched for answers externally from myself, the further away I got from that inner intuition and that inner voice and that whisper that was within me. The whisper is what we are looking for. But in the noise that's around us, it's hard to hear it because everything is trying to drown us. Everything is trying to drown out that noise. And so you can't hear the whisper in a crowded room. You can't hear it with your AirPods on. And that's why spiritual clarity feels like remembering. It's not new, it's ancient, it's not flashy, it's holy, and you don't have to earn it, you just have to return to it.
Isn't it funny, though, how everyone had a different perception of you in their mind? But everyone expects you to be responsible for each of those perceptions they have created for you in their heads.
And clarity comes when you take your power back. And when you decide that you don't need to be plugged into everything and everyone to be in alignment with yourself. We confuse being informed with being in touch, and those are two very different things. You can be informed about the world and totally disconnected from your soul. You can be successful and still absolutely dissatisfied, and you can be surrounded by loving people but still feel alone. And so you have to ask yourself, what would it look like to turn the volume down on the rest of the world and up in your soul? And sometimes clarity is less about finding the right path and more about removing what's blocking your view, like a fogged up mirror. The reflection is there, you're there, but you just need to wipe away the layers. So if you're feeling confused and overwhelmed, maybe you don't need more noise, maybe you don't need more advice, maybe you don't need another to-do list, maybe you just need clear space to stop outsourcing your inner knowing and power and giving it to other people. And you're allowed to want more. But don't confuse more with a louder volume. Don't confuse fast with right. Just because the one student is speaking up louder than the other doesn't mean that what the other quiet student has to offer isn't just as valuable or more valuable than what the louder student is bringing to the table. But the loud one is going to be heard, and you deserve to be heard for the things that you bring to the table. And you don't have to have it all figured out. You just have to get still enough to hear what your next move is. And I promise it's not hidden from you. It's right in here. It's already inside of you waiting for the silence. Unfollow what confuses you. Unsubscribe from what overwhelms you, and unplug from what keeps you in loops. You don't need more noise. You need clarity, and clarity lives in the space you create when you stop running and finally start listening to yourself. You deserve so much to listen to that inner intuition that you have, but the only way to do so is to remember that your voice is whispering while everyone else around you is yelling. So tune in to that energy that is quiet, that is still. And when that boredom creeps in, that boredom is telling you the true things that you need to reflect on. And so you cannot hear the voice of your soul over the noise of your survival mechanisms, the things that you've put into place for your everyday to make things pleasant. You can't hear your own voice through that. And in cognitive neuroscience, there's a thing called the default mode network. And that is when the brain becomes most active during rest, and the mind wanders, and you look at the clouds and you create sceneries out of these clouds. This is where the deep introspection happens. The intuitive insight and the self-connection can really happen. When we quiet external stimulation, the brain naturally shifts into self-reflection and clarity. And so it's when we are still that you can finally listen to yourself. And the less we consume, the more we connect with ourselves. The less we consume, the more we connect. I am sending so much love and light your way. I hope that this resonated with you. Thank you for being here, and I appreciate your presence so much. Thank you so much for listening and having been here. You deciding to spend your time with me really means the world. The light in me sees the light in you, sending all the love and light your way, always.